promises to all who keep God's law of love. February 29, it shall be our righteousness. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he hath commanded us. Deuteronomy 6:25. The happiness of man is found in obedience to the laws of God. In obedience to God's law, he is surrounded as with a hedge and kept from the evil. The tempter's voice will be heard on every side, telling you that you are not now required to keep the law of God. This is a device of Satan. God has a law, and men must keep it. If they disregard these rules, they will not have that perfection of character required to become members of the royal family. For God wrote these 10 holy rules on tables of stone and kept them in the ark of God's testimony. The cover of this ark was called the mercy seat to signify that although death was the penalty for transgressing the law, mercy came through Jesus Christ to pardon the repentant, believing sinner. The only hope of any man lies through Jesus Christ, who brought the robe of his righteousness to put upon the sinner who would lay off his filthy garments. The pure and holy garments are not prepared to be put on by anyone after he has entered the gate of the city. All who enter will have on the robe of Christ's righteousness. There will be no covering up of sins and faults to hide the deformity of character. No robes will be half washed, but all will be pure and spotless. When we bring our lives to complete obedience to the law of God, regarding God as our supreme guide and clinging to Christ as our hope of righteousness, God will work in our behalf. This is a righteousness of faith. The commandments of God, diligently studied and practiced, open to us communications with heaven and distinguish for us the true from the false. This obedience works out for us the divine will, bringing into our lives a righteousness and perfection that was seen in the life of Christ.